Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke go one check.
On the day, walk away, cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears.
First of all, I would like to say that I'm not here to offend anyone or talk at anyone. I want to talk to you. This is a town hall discussion. This is an open discussion. Like I said, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone's views. I'm not trying to do anything. I just want to create a discussion here. And it just so happens that the movie Django Unchained happens to be the platform for that. Okay. First of all, I can start by saying, me, person, I am not a follower. I don't follow trends. I don't get caught up in the stuff. So I can actually just get straight to it. So when I see all the hype surrounding the movie Django Unchained, you know what I mean? I'm saying I see it all going down. I see it happening. I see Spike Lee, all the people and the people through the Facebook community and all the social networks. Either it was a racist movie or I had to see it. It was the best movie out. Django is my hero. I mean, all types of reactions to this movie. So I took the time to go out and check it out. So after 2 hours and 45 minutes, I watched it, and I at first didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to think. The music came on, and I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be some Mississippi burning ratchet shit. They're going to be killing Darkie all through the movie. Then there was moments and it was funny. But let's not even talk about the movie because I don't want to spoil it. I'm talking about the mentality behind the movie. Okay? Now, what happened was, I can tell what happened was, everybody got caught up in the hype of this movie. Everybody got caught up in the hype of the movie. They seen the people talking about it. It's like, man, I have to go see this movie. And everybody thought it was going to be a racist movie. Everybody thought it was going to be racist. And when it came up, it was not a racist movie. Then sat back in the cut and said, wow, I guess it ain't that bad. You know what I mean? I guess it ain't that bad because it ain't nothing really racist really happened. You know, nothing really racist happened. Now let's get into the mob mentality behind it. Okay. The mob said, or the tribal, i.e. black people. I mean, this is the best movie out. Django's our hero, and I can't understand that, because if it's about slavery, and this guy freeing a slave or something, he only freed one slave, and that happened to be his girlfriend. And on top of that, Django's not even free, if you really think about it. You think that little piece of paper that he got from Massa made him free? No, it does not make him free. Okay, so basically, Django basically did all this stuff, doing all this stuff to get to four, basically, because they horrified his wife so bad, you know, and it's like, he did all this for her. And I know, as black people, you look at that and you think that you can identify with that, because you're black, he's black, she's black. So when you look at her, you look at her as your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, your sister. And this is when the tribalism comes in, because you're only thinking about your kind. You're only thinking about the black man's plight. You're always thinking about this new black victim mentality, to where it's like everybody's out to get you. The white man won't let me prosper, or that's messed up what they did to us in slavery. Nothing happened to you in slavery. And Africans cannot trace your bloodline back to Africa. So therefore, you can't even relate to that. That's for one. For two, if it's all about slavery, how come you don't talk about any other slaves? The Jews went through slavery, you know what I mean? There was white Irish slaves in America. How about that one? Before black people. Google, what's it called? The Lost White Slaves. Yeah, there were white slaves before black slaves. Or why don't you talk about how our own black people black people put other black people into slavery? Why don't you talk about that? Because you only care about your tribe. You don't care about nobody else's tribe. And so who's racist? What anybody did 2 years, 200, 300 years ago should not affect what goes on in your life now. And you're going to take the same information that Massa, you know, because, you know, gave you, and try to spin it like you're learning something from Django Uncashed. I mean, damn, why keep on calling Uncashed? Unchained. Okay, I'm going to get something from Django, and I'm gonna learn something and take this to another level. I hate to say it, the movie was shit. You know, you went through a whole bunch of shit to get to the final thing. Okay, he get his girl. Okay. All right. But let's get back to mentality behind the movie. Because now you got black people with the victim mentality, like, oh, that's messed up. That white man shouldn't do it. And then you got whitey talking about, yeah, look how they beat that nigger in Django Uncashed. Like they're actually a part of the system. Like they're a part of the problem. Like they have something to do with it. This is what I call tribalism. This is what I mean by being an individual. When you're an individual, you don't get caught up in things like that. Because if a person knows what your reaction is going to be, they know what button to push. You know what I'm saying? They know what button to push on you. And what I'm trying to say is, sometimes we have to admit that we were stupid and move on. Yes, Django got his woman at the end of the day, but look what he had to go through. And look at the mob mentality, I'll put us in there, forget it, that as black people took, like it's us against them. We're supposed to be, we're supposed to, and all you Christians out there, what about loving your brother? Not love our tribe. Right? All your politicians, all your, you know what mob rule, democracy is mob rule. So that means that 51%, you're done. So this is where we're connecting to Django with the mob tribal mentality. Everybody looked at themselves like Django was your uncle from your great-great-great uncle from back then. And you said, oh, man, look at my uncle. He did that. No, he didn't. It's just a movie, man. We can't get caught up in these movies. Even if something's based on a true story, that's the key word. It's based. So it can be based on a true story, but they can take it wherever they want to so they won't be liable. Django Unchained was no better than Malcolm X. Django Unchained had nothing. I liked it the beginning of the song. I mean, the beginning of the movie when a white guy freed him and all that, but it was. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to respectively disagree with some of you out there saying he's the next black superhero. And you know, not to mention when Django got freed, he was shitting on the slaves. Nigga, don't look in my face. Nigga, keep walking. So audience guys that really want to take it there, if you really take it there, why don't you talk about how, if you want to take it there and talk up and connect it and want to really get on it, why don't you talk about how Django never had no power until the white guy had to co-sign him. If it's about that, because he never really had no power until the white guy co-signed him. If you want to talk about that, but we're falling back into the tribalism. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying let's think out. Let's fuck with each other. You know, if the Jews are going to talk about a Holocaust, now we're going to talk about the Bosnian Holocaust. Because everybody in any nation that ever was conquered always went through slavery. Any nation. And I see some calls there. If you want to hit the one and chime in on it, don't worry about it. If you do, I see you out there. Thanks for rocking with me. But we're going to, like I said, I remember, anybody remember Avatar? Remember all the hype behind that? That was supposed to be the next fucking shit since Star Wars. We watched it and we said, this ain't shit but the Smurfs on steroids with special effects. And we all, I can't say we all, I know I did. I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be some good shit, man. They done sold this shit to people talking about it and stuff. And that's why I always wait for at least a month and a half before something comes out. Let the hype come down, watch the hype, and then I'll go in and watch it. Because once the hype is done, like, man, this ain't nothing but a plain old fucking movie. I mean, there wasn't nothing in the Django Unchained that makes me look at this guy as a hero. I thought, you know, somebody made a comment, I thought Samuel L. Jackson's character was funny because I know a lot of people like that. That's why I thought it was funny. But we're going back to that again. The house nigger, the field nigger. All this, all that, putting ourselves in boxes. When you call yourself black, when you call yourself white, when you call yourself Dominican, when you call yourself this, you're totally limiting yourself of being what you're supposed to be, and that is literally a creator, a God, literally the image of God. What did God say in the Bible? What do you look like? He said, I am who I am. I am who I am. You're not black. You're not white. You're not Afro-American. You're a human being. You are what you are. You grew up when we grew up and we've been programmed to think that we're different, that we're somehow different than other people, that we're different. Of course, we all have different experiences. Everybody does. Everybody does. But to the tribe mentality, it's like, hey, If this motherfucker is a rapist and he's black, I gotta fuck with him because he's black. He's part of my tribe. And I know none of these people feel that way about whatever tribe you pick, whatever side you're on. There's white people out there and says, man, I don't got shit to do with that KKK stuff. Nothing. I can't identify with that. I'm saying let's be individuals, start thinking for ourselves and not get caught up in these hype machines. It happens with music also. Anytime a rapper got something coming out, a shooting, a fight, something big, a battle, it comes out around the time that they're supposed to drop an album. And after that, it's done. After that, we do the work for them. They put it out there, Django's a racist movie. After that, we go out and watch it. We come home, and we market it and promote it for them. After then, they can just sit back in the cut, and they don't got to do anything else because we're going to do it for them. We're going to share, Django Unchained, man, it ain't that racist. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it ain't. But we doing the hype machine for them. Because everybody knows this, and while I say it, everybody knows that all press is good press. Everybody knows this. So they'll put it out there that it's a racist movie. And they'll get Spike Lee, that's supposed to be our guy, you know, because he made Malcolm X, because, oh, that's a racist movie. And you know, there's people to get up there and say, you know, Spike's the guy that made Malcolm X, man. I know that's going to be a racist movie, man. Fuck Quentin Tarantino. And then I'll go out and watch it. And then everybody got caught up and said, you know what? This movie ain't even as racist as I thought it was going to be. I guess this is a good movie then. Because, they said it was going to be racist. They said it was going to be nigger this, nigger that. Man, they didn't even say nigger that many times. But people went and seen it. Just went out to see if it was going to. That's what's so funny about it. Certain people went out to see it just to see if they was going to be on that nigger shit. That's what the fucked up part about it is. Like, certain people, I was like, man, you know what? I got to see this shit. I see all the stuff on there. I said, let me check out this shit. Just when that music came on and I seen them on the change, I said, oh, shit, they're going to be tearing niggas up in this motherfucking movie. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And I sat back and said, where's all the racist rap shit, man? I thought they was going to be scalping niggas on this. And nothing happened. They jerked on my heartstrings a little bit. You know, nobody wants to see anybody get beat. But at the end of the day, it's a movie. It's a movie. It's entertainment. It's a movie. It's not real. It's not real. It's just as real as a cartoon. And that music and that music comes on, dun, 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 and it plays with your heartstrings, it plays with your emotions, and you see the blood trickling down the lady's face, and you're looking at her like these mom dukes, and you get mad and worked up. And the first thing you want to do is try the shit out of Whitey when you see him. That's the first thing you want to do, because it's meant for you to do that. It's meant to get a reaction out of you. It's meant to get you all worked up, to take you off your square, whatever your square is, whatever path of righteousness you're on. Those things are like that, to take you off your square. Why do you think, like, fucking every Black History fucking always comes on? Why you got to put it on there? Why don't you put it on around Christmas time? Because it's meant to get us worked up. It's meant to get it's meant to get people worked up. It's meant to, you know, go out there so they can, you know, enforce their laws. This shit is very tricky, and it's totally rushed, and I'm trying to cram it all together. And I know I'm going to definitely have to do a part two on this. And hopefully I can get some other people to chime in on it. But at the end of the day, let's try to think as individuals for a second, not as the tribe. Because once that's what happens too, and it's going to be rough to have to do that, because once you get out the tribality, motherfuckers is gonna be looking at you like, you know, like a fucking, like they seen a bear because you're not doing what the norm is, what the program is. So when you go against the grain, you become a fucking weirdo to the people that's actually caught up in it. So it's like, do you conform, or you know what I mean, or do you confront, or what do you do? It's tough. I'm not gonna fucking say it's easy at all, because I'm at one of those points in my life right now when it comes to old school hip hop and new school hip hop. I don't know if I want to rock with these niggas, but they got some jamming shit. But you know what I mean? But it's like, or they, you know what I mean? But if I'm walking that path in the middle, I can fuck with it all, because it's all about the music. It don't have to be this form of hip hop. Everybody's shit is, if you make jam of music, you make jam of music. But I'm totally off base right now. Let's stick to Django. But the Django Unchained movie is, I mean, like I said, we can't argue an opinion, but I can explain my opinion of where I'm coming from. It's overhyped. It's not good. It has its moments. It's funny. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what to feel about the movie. It's funny. It's up. It's an emotional roller coaster. But it doesn't hit its mark with me. I didn't feel nothing. I mean, this is not a movie that I'm going to be like, yo, homie, come over to the house, man. I got that new Django Uncut, you know, Unchained. Or, you know, it's not that movie. It's not that. It's like I said, Malcolm X, 10 times better. I even shared on Facebook, I'd rather it have been like a Mississippi Burning or a Rosewood or something like that. Because it didn't hit its mark with me. It just didn't hit his mark. And everybody's fired up about Samuel. Samuel's character is no different than your ass kisser at work. Your ass kisser at just an ass kisser that always wanna be down, a groupie, anything you wanna look at him. Just don't look at him as a black man, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? As a black man kissing up to white. You know what I mean? Look at him as just another guy that's kissing ass to try to make himself get up higher in the ranks, just like everybody else does damn near in life. Damn near in life. Everybody tries to bust their ass, you know, and there's certain ways about it. People put a lot of you put on that smile when you know, you know. Put on that smile when you know you don't want to, but you got to put on that smile to get that job. You got to put on that smile to that police officer when he pulls you over. You got to put on that happy face. You got to put on a happy face because you don't know. This is the man that feeds you. So what's he supposed to do? Pop off like, yo, crack a motherfucker. I ain't doing shit. This is this man's job. So look at it that way instead of looking at it like your great uncle or something, or this is what my uncle or you know, they had to go through to get money. Because look at the things you have to go through to get money. And a lot of young people do not want to do the things that you want to do to get money, but you do it. You have to do it. You got to keep the lights on. You got to put food on the table. To look at Samuel like that, and it'll probably bring a different perspective of where I'm coming from, of where how I'm watching it. I watched it through certain people's eyes. I seen how people feel, so now I'm letting you know how I feel about it. Like I said, no disrespect. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. I'm not talking at you. I'm talking to you. Let's have a fucking discussion. And a town hall meeting, like I said, and we can discuss all types of issues like this. This is my shit, this is my arena. But at the end of the day, just look at Samuel like that instead of you know, like, you know, just, oh, shit, you know what I mean? Just look at this nigga, man. That nigga's over there, Uncle Tom and shit. Niggas be uncles, white people, black people. If that's the case, then everybody been Uncle Tom at one point in their life. Everybody done kissed somebody's ass, whether you've been in court and you was up there saying, yes, sir, Your Honor, you know, with your hands behind your back, talking all proper and shit with a smile on your face. Was you an Uncle Tom then? Let's think about this. Were you an Uncle Tom when you were on your job interview? Smiling, getting all extra cheesy and shit. You should go back in your car and you roll a blunt. and you throw on the latest gangster rap. But let's not even try to be funny. But were you an Uncle Tom then? I don't know. But this is something, you know what I mean? I only got a minute left. No, that's 2 minutes left. Well, I got 2 minutes left. I mean, I don't want to start going anymore because I'll run over. I'll either continue this tomorrow or I will continue. Yeah, I will continue this tomorrow at this time. And I will go on a little bit more. I semi-covered some of my outline, but this is so much more that I can go into. Shout out to my man that's on the line, Jay Jack, that Vic Zauer, Dondi, one of them, the honey out there, I don't know. Shout out to y'all, whoever's tuning in, who are looking out, you know what I mean? Check out the archives later. I'm going to sign off.